have the 8 o'clock news now from Susan Jackson.
Police in Serbia have arrested a man on suspicion of shooting dead 8 people and wounding at least 13 others. It comes less than 48 hours after a shooting at a school in the capital Belgrade in which 9 people died. In the later attack, it's reported that a gunman used an automatic rifle in drive-by shootings. The attack happened in the town of Mladenovic, about 50 kilometres south of Belgrade. On this programme, Angela Milivojevic, a journalist in the city, said the gunman carried out the attack in 3 villages.
The attacker was randomly shooting at people in several villages in the municipality of Mladenovac. So he entered one of the school yards and he shot a police officer and his sister there and then continued shooting around one village and then moved to another.
A survey has found that 6 in 10 children who attended child and adolescent mental health services CAMHS in the past year had difficulty assessing the service. Almost half of them said the service they finally received did not help with their mental health issues. The survey, which was carried out by the Ombudsman for Children's Office, also found that long waiting times were the biggest challenge in accessing CAMHS. Angus Cox reports.
For this report from the Children's Ombudsman on Mental Health, 2,166 children aged between 12 and 17 were surveyed. They identified long waiting times as the biggest challenge in accessing CAMHS, and many found that when they were seen, the service failed to address their needs. Over a quarter of children believe that CAMHS staff were dismissive of them, while only 11% believe that staff listened to them. The online survey also notes that 78% of children said they've experienced some mental health difficulties, with school and body image the top causes. Children's Ombudsman Niall Muldoon said the picture painted by children in the report is very worrying, adding it simply isn't good enough that so many children are having to wait long periods to access CAMHS and feel services fall short.
Up to 1,000 jobs are to be provided by a US medical device company, Dexcom, in Athenryan, County Galway. The facility represents a €300 million investment over 5 years. From Galway, our regional reporter, Theresa Mannion.
This is Dexcom's first manufacturing site in Europe and will be built on the IDA land bank in Athenry. Dexcom plans to create hundreds of jobs in the coming years for highly skilled graduates and technician level positions. Dexcom monitors work by inserting a small sensor just under the skin, which provides real-time data on glucose levels to diabetes patients on their smartphone, smartwatch or Dexcom receiver. In addition to creating 1,000 new jobs, Dexcom says it expects to employ an additional 500 workers in the construction of the plant. Theresa Mannion, RTE News, Galway.
The Association of Higher Civil and Public Servants is to hear calls today for staff in government departments to be moved to a 4-day working week. The association will meet in Dublin for its annual delegate conference this afternoon and will debate a number of motions on a shorter working week. President Michael D. Higgins will meet Britain's King Charles in London tonight. The President and his wife Sabina will be guests at a reception in Buckingham Palace. President and Mrs. Higgins are attending the coronation of King Charles at Westminster Abbey tomorrow. A report on the competitive strengths and weaknesses of the Irish economy has said the country's energy networks need to be transformed. The report by the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council said businesses have had to endure volatility in energy costs because of Ireland's reliance on gas to generate electricity. In its competitiveness scorecard report, published every 3 years, the council finds Ireland does well on education and skills, but less well when it comes to transport and housing. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
By a range of measures, Ireland is performing well. We have the second highest share of workers with third level education in the OECD and the highest proportion in the EU of so-called STEM graduates, which covers subjects like maths, science and engineering. But the council finds plenty of room for improvement. It warns from an environmental perspective and for our attractiveness as a location for investment, our energy infrastructure needs to be transformed. Our reliance on gas to generate electricity has exposed businesses to wild swings in costs, and concerns over security of supply could have severe reputational consequences. It also finds our investment in transport infrastructure is the second lowest in the EU, and increases in both house prices and rents erodes real incomes and reduces living standards. In a preface to the report, it's noted the Council attempted to include Ireland's performance in the quality and efficiency of our legal and planning systems, but it faced persistent and significant data limitations.
In Britain, the Conservative Party is on course for heavy losses as the opposition Labour Party and the Liberal Democrats both made gains in local elections across England. The British Prime Minister and Conservative Party leader Rishi Sunak forecast it would be a difficult night for the party. The contests were the first to be fought under new rules requiring voters to carry photographic identification. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Choose Grant's A++ rated air-to-water heat pump to heat your new build home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be dull this morning with heavy rain over the northern half of the country. The rain will gradually clear. Sunny spells and showers, some heavy and possibly thundery, will follow from the south. There may be spot flooding. Highest temperatures will range from 14 to 18 degrees.